Welcome to Rhema for Today.
A lot of times in getting sermons, and you understand there's difference in preaching sermons and teaching Bible lessons and so on and so forth. But sometimes God, you know, even as a pastor out on the field and field, he'll just speak a word to your spirit or a thought or give you a subject. And then, you know, I'd look in the Bible, see if I could find a scripture that would, you know, that go along with that. And it's amazing when he speaks how much scripture you can find to go along with it. Because if he speaks, it is in line with the scripture.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, The Secret to My Success. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Open your Bible to the 6th chapter of Acts. We'll start there in just a moment. I have something that I'm thoroughly convinced that the Lord wants me to share with you. I have made reference to it, maybe you know, but never really preached on it till recently. I felt led down to Brother John Osteen's convention to share with the ministers there. I asked how many pastors. It's amazing how many in the daytime, how many pastors there, and how many ministers, other ministers as well. And if you got something good, you ought to share it with everybody, you know. And I had made reference to it, but never really preached on it, never really presented it. Sometimes you can say something, refer to something, but really if you don't get into it, well, folks miss it. And so the Lord seemed to impress me that in this banquet, I should share this with you. Sometimes, you know, folks want to know why this happened or that. Or we were in Florida, in Ken and I, and Lynette and Oretha in January, in what they called an idea exchange. We attended the first one in Dallas about 3 years ago. But these are pastors of the largest churches, full gospel churches in America. You have to have at least 1,000 on Sunday to be able to come to the meeting. And then these people pastor 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 people and have crowds like that on Sunday. So some of them ask me, you know, or asked the question, Ken answered better than I did. I don't know, you know. I don't like to attract any attention unto myself because really I'm nothing. Without him, I can do nothing. But, you know, what is the secret of your success? Now, some of those fellas, I knew them a number of years ago, and they're right about where they were when I knew them. There were some ministers there who was with us in the Voice of Healing. How did you just suddenly, you know, burst upon the scene in such a manner? And some of them said last year, here at camp meeting, they all heard about it. See, we had over 24,000 people registered. And that's the largest meeting in America of that kind. And what's the secret? And I think maybe ever since then, the Lord's been dealing with me about that because, you see, here it is. I've got it for you. The Lord gave it to me. I dated it December the 1st, 1948. December the 1st, 1948, I was pastor of a small church down in East Texas. You know, our main auditorium, we might crowd 300 in it. It'd be to really have to crowd them in and put some folks in extra room to get that many in there, really. And I took time to wait on God. And this is actually just a little piece of paper off of a little pad that's yellow. It was yellow. It still is. It never was white. One of those colored pads, you know, about 3 inches by 5. And I'd always keep them handy. We didn't have recorders, you know, anything in those days. And the Lord said something to me, write it down. And I have a lot of those, or several of them, and some here in my Bible. This is one I've always carried in my Bible all these years, since 1948. Well, now, how long ago was that? About 35 years? Amen. And so the Lord gave it to me. I got my own scripture to go along with it. He didn't give me any scripture. He just said something to me. And then I found scripture that comforted. A lot of times in getting sermons, and you understand there's a difference in preaching sermons and teaching Bible lessons and so on and so forth. But sometimes God, you know, even as a pastor out on the field and fieldman, will just speak a word to your spirit or a thought or give you a subject. And then, you know, I'd look in the Bible, see if I could find a scripture that would, you know, that go along with that. And it's amazing when he speaks how much scripture you can find to go along with it. Because if he speaks, it is in line with the scripture. I remember out of healing school, you know, when we had healing school for about over 3 years at 2:15 in the afternoon. A lot of times, and I don't know why it works that way, you know, you don't control the Holy Ghost. You know, it'd be a whole lot better if he'd speak to you at certain times, you know, where you could get it all down real good, you know. But sometimes just while Patsy was singing the last song, before I'd get it, he'd start saying something to me. And that's the reason I'd have these cards. I always carry these cards now, not necessarily just a sheet of paper, you see, but just a 2x, you see, that's been written on 3x5. And so I got them all through here. You know, 50 to 20 of them, and these are all filled up. Now, once in a while, I get the... But I try to keep some blank ones there, you know, or the back side of one. Now, for instance, here's one day he said to me, study on the anointing. Study further about the anointing. Sometime when Clint was with us, he's going to school, and every day he and Sarah would make healing school, he'd play and sing for us, and he'd sing just before I'd preach. While he's singing, remember the singing's got something to do with it. In the Old Testament, you know, the prophet said, now bring me a minstrel. When the minstrel began to play, well, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, a hand of God came on him. That's the Holy Ghost, you see. And sometimes he'd say different things to me, and I'd just write them down. And so one day, he kept saying, hear and be healed. And reading, I didn't get it written down the first day, but second day, you know, he said it again. Now, it's strange, he didn't say it anywhere else except there. You know, you go all every day, cross the campus, driving to school, you know. But you walked into there, into the healing class, you know, and got on the platform, and here they are singing. He said, hear and be healed. You know, you almost look around and say, who said that? And so finally, the third day, I wrote it down then. And I said, well, is anything in the Bible about hearing and being healed? And so I looked into concordance, you know, and I found out there is. And I realized what he was saying to me. And so that's the same thing with this. Now, here's what he said to me, and I wrote it down. That's the original. I had Doris, my secretary, recently put it in plastic so I wouldn't keep deteriorating, losing that 35 years. But the secret of a successful apostolic ministry. Well, that's what I wanted. I think that's what most ministers want. That's what he was saying to me, the secret. Is there a secret to it? The secret to a successful apostolic ministry. And then he just gave it to me in capsule form. I wrote it down and found scripture later. I'll give you a scripture here that I found to cover it. Full of faith and power are the Holy Ghost. Using the divine given instruments, and if you're writing and don't get it, I'll come over it again so you leave space. Using the divine given instruments of travail and compassion will make you irresistible. And then I dated it December the 1st, 1948. I've kept that from that day to this. And if I've had any measure or manner of success at all, it's on this little piece of paper. I knew what he meant when he said, full of faith and power. And But he talked to me about those other two, using the divine-given instruments of travail and compassion. I needed some help there. I'm going to comment on the first part from Scripture, and I began to look up Scripture after he said that to me. Then I began to look into Scripture to see what I could find that would corroborate what he said. Now, here in the sixth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, in those days the number of the disciples increased, and there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then it says that the 12, that's the apostles, you see, called the multitude of the disciples of them and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables." Has nothing to do, well, in a way it does too, but here's a little side thought. It's just simply not reason that those in the ministry should leave the word of God and get into secular things. Spend your time with a lot of other things. And even in a lot of things connected with the church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book, entitled Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And, you know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well. But right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
You can use pastoral ministry,
yes.
Biblical studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps.
Yes.
Which is just helping in the church, being
part
involved in the church. And then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
That's right.
The main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Secret to My Success. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.